Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Ronnie Marmo has been a guest on this program a number of times because he has been a sensation in this town. He is coming back. He is coming back May 30th to June 8th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, starring in Bill W. and Dr. Bob. He's going to tell us all about that. Ronnie, how are you?
Very good. Thank you, Rick. What an introduction, man. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, I adore you. I think you're my favorite actor. We go back to the point where I never forget. We first came to Chicago. We had drinks at Pippin's. You don't drink, but we had drinks at Pippin's. And you wound up, Ronnie, falling in love with Chicago, did you not? Tell me why.
But, you know, Rick, remember the first time we actually met was closing night of the Lenny Bruce Show in New York City.
That's right.
That's when we met. And you said to me, we've got to get this show to Chicago. And boy, did that ever happen. So why do I fall in love with Chicago? I mean, the people are just, it's an incredible theater town. It's really unbelievable. It's the only city I've gone to that I feel like not only are people really rooting for you, they're excited for you to succeed. It's really wild.
You know? Well, you told me, I mean, I've interviewed you a number of times in print, and you told me the audiences are smart and demanding, and that energizes me every time I step on stage there. How many times have you, I want to talk just for a moment about the Lenny Bruce show that directed by Chicago's own Joe Mantegna. How many shows have you done, Ronnie? How many Lenny's?
I've done 454 performances of the one-man show. And so it's pretty wild. That's a lot of times to do a monologue. If you're an actor, you'll understand that.
Well, but I also think that you and Joe and you yourself have sort of altered the show, not in big ways, but a number of times to keep it sort of fresh, to keep it sort of a show that people can see more than once. And I think to also keep you interested, it's got to be you're like a singer in that way, Ronnie Marmo, where your interpretation of various lines and various routines and various jokes is ever-changing. You have lived Lenny's life.
It's true, you know, and I think the reason I keep doing this show and I'm able to do it because I don't feel like I quite have it yet. It's such a monster.
Oh, that's so interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, every night I'm like, what's the first line? What's going to happen? Is the audience going to accept the show? So it's always just like, I feel like I'm fighting uphill, which is great as an actor because, it's what you want to be is feel challenged, and I am every night. In fact, Rick, I have news for you you don't know about.
There's a lot I don't know about. Hold on. There's much I don't know about. But in this case, what is it?
I'm coming back to do Lenny Bruce one night only in Des Plaines, August 24th. It just went on sale. I haven't told anyone yet. So
when?
From the reason why. I'm August 24th, one performance only, LennyBruceOnStage.com. It's already on sale. It just happened.
How did that happen?
I just got a call from Ron Onesti, who is a promoter in town.
Yes, of course, yes.
You know Ron. And yes. Ron said, hey, I want you to do Lenny Bruce show here. So I said, okay. So we agreed on a date. And then August 29th, the next week, I'm playing Eastern Illinois University.
Why? As Lenny Bruce.
As Lenny. Both of these shows, performances are as Lenny, yep.
All right, so let's take a break. And that's great. You can go. Ronnie, I'm going to give the Dr. Bob thing website information, but what's a good to keep track of you and Lenny Bruce? Where should people go?
I am Lenny Bruce is the all the social medias, and Ronnie Marmo is just where you can find me. But I am Lenny Bruce. It's pretty easy to find.
So. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that. One show. How big is that theater?
It's 1,000 seats, so I need the Chicago support.
You'll get it. The suburban Chicago support. Many of you listeners have seen Ronnie Marmo on stage here. You have seen him as Lenny Bruce, and it was a huge, huge, one of the biggest hits of the last few years. He is coming here to be in a show that was here before called You know, Ronnie, I got to tell you, this is like the least snappy title of any play I've ever heard in my life.
Well, it's
called Bill W. and Dr. Bob. I've seen it, and it's a really remarkable show. You've been living with this show for 25 years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've produced it 9 times over 25 years. And Bill W. and Dr. Bob is definitely not the most sexy name. But,
but
I can't change the guy's name. It's a real story. So,
yeah, of course.
Those who know these guys know, you know what it is. And Bill W. and Dr. Bob, it's the origin story of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's really cool. You know, we ran last year for 11 weeks at the Biograph.
Yep.
And it went so fantastic, Rick, that the presenter from Skokie, from North Shore, came and saw the show, and he said, well, I need to get you guys over here. How do I do it? So I was so lucky. I called my 5 Chicago actors that are fantastic.
Wow.
Rick Bonus, Phil Amon, Marla Seidel, Catherine Wetterman, and Elizabeth Rudin. And I was so excited they all were available. So I was like, okay, I'll come back. I'll play Bill again if you guys will do the show.
Wow. This is, it's sort of important to you because you became a member of AA as a teenager. Talk to me, please. What kind of trouble you were in, Ronnie, as an alcoholic at 17?
Well, I can't tell you all the trouble because
yeah, of course not.
I never got found out about all of it, Rick. So a few things are still lingering. But I was a misguided teenager. I mean, you know, unfortunately, my mom and dad split when I was 11. Mm-hmm. So I went from ultra supervision to none overnight because my mother was this wild little Italian housewife who suddenly was working 3 jobs, and I was getting all my information from the guys on the street, and that didn't go well. But I am really lucky because many people, it takes them half, 3/4 of their life to find the program or whatever. And I got it very young. I never had a legal drink. So I've been involved for 35 years.
Well, has it been difficult? Because, you know, the theater world is one where, having tasted a bit of that, where a lot of especially young actors like to unwind by going to the bar across the street. I mean, I remember the Gaslight was across the street from Steppenwolf and from Remains, and it would be filled with young actors drinking. Was that hard? Could you, as a young actor, be part of that social scene without drinking? Obviously, you could, but was it tough?
Yeah. You know, it was weird. It kind of was. In some ways, it was tough, but in other ways, I had such a healthy fear of where I left my life that I was actually more worried about it than not. So I would just go eat a big hamburger at midnight and, instead of drinking a beer and I would definitely be there, and it was difficult, but at the same time, I don't know. I just didn't want to go back to that life because I saw what was ahead of me, and I know that if I was drinking, I wouldn't have accomplished any of this.
Wow. The play is, against all reason, because of its headline, the play I found exciting, not just exciting, but also very humorous. Who wrote this play?
Samuel Shem and Janet Cerie. They're a married couple, and it is funny. You know, people ask me all the time, like, if I'm not affiliated with the 12 Steps, will I enjoy this show? And I say, absolutely. It's funny. It's inspirational. It's a really important piece of history. In fact, June 10th, next month, will be 90 years since that first meeting between these two guys. And they had this chance meeting after a series of events that changed the world and saved millions upon millions of people over a cup of coffee. And so the show's great. It's a cool piece of history, a great piece of theater. Very informative, and it's very funny. It's not a big downer, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree, and everybody, all the critics here raved about it. Is there any special difficulty in directing a show of which you are a cast member?
Oh yeah, it's awful because I'm literally in a scene staring at the actor going, what the hell are you doing?
Speak faster. Shut up now.
Yeah, stop it. Hopefully a few of my actors are listening and probably laughing and throwing something at the radio right now. Because I literally am like, pick up the pace. Every time I run off stage, I literally pull out my phone and write some notes. And then I run back on stage and do more of the play. It's not good. It's not good for my health or my sanity.
You've performed this all over. You've performed at the Biograph in Chicago. This is a markedly larger house at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. How does that, it's a very, when I saw it, it was a very minimal kind of set. It was just a couple chairs and a table, I think. How does that change your directorial?
It doesn't change it at all, because I keep it simple on purpose, because we want to celebrate the words, and I make it so nimble that other, you know, theaters want to bring it in. So really we rely on sound design, light design, and performances, and the furniture is just the furniture. And it's a difficult play to direct, because it's actually 22 scenes.
Yeah.
Or vignettes.
Yeah.
And as a director, you have to put it all together into one show. So there are these just like glimpses and moments in time. So we keep it as simple. If you come see the show, the furniture will be simple again. But everything else will be, you know, magnificent. So.
Now, you'll be coming in soon, like in a week or two, for start rehearsals, yes?
Yes. Well, I come in a week from today,
mm-hmm.
and we open on May 30th, and right now we're scheduled for 8 performances. They did leave a little room in the schedule if it goes really well.
Sure.
And so hope that happens, because, you know, there's no place I'd rather be than Chicago.
I know. You're one of the most rabid Chicago lovers that I have ever encountered. I've known a lot of actors and other people who have come for a visit. Nobody has fallen in love with Chicago as much as you have. Also, why don't you now tell, you found in Chicago the love of your life, in addition to the theatrical love of your life, the real love of your life. It's a great story, Ryan. How did that happen?
So Janelle, my wife, we've been together since November 8th of 2019, and we met at the Royal George Theater. She was in town on business, and I was doing
And she was
show.
Looking through the papers for like, I wonder what I should do, right?
Well, her friend and her had dinner plans, and her friend got sick and said, I can't come out. So she's sitting in a hotel, and she Googled best show to see in Chicago, and I'm grateful mine came up. And there was one ticket left in the front row. It was sold. She bought the one ticket, and after the show, let's just say that we made eye contact, and I literally said, oh, man, there goes the next 2 decades of my life. And I fell in love with that woman in that moment, and we have been together ever since. Got married. July will be 3 years, and Joe Mantegna married us. So not only did I meet the love of my life in Chicago, I met lifelong friends, and it's such a special city to us, and Janelle will be with me in Chicago, and we just have to make the rounds. It's just so special. So.
And you were collaborators in a sense too. I mean, she was not born an actress. She wasn't an actress when you met her, but she's done some performing with you, hasn't she?
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah. In fact, she tinkered with acting, but she had to keep a day job.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got together, I said, listen, come join the family business. Let's perform. Let's produce. Let's create. And she's my right hand. She's my best pal and also my creative partner. And in the Los Angeles production, which is running now, she plays Lois.
Mm.
But and to my Bill's wife. But in Chicago, we wanted to keep the Chicago cast together. So she's like, no, have Catherine Letterman still do the role. And I said, okay. She goes, I'll come and I'll cheer on from the audience. So
and I have to assume, Ronnie, that the show does indeed attract practitioners of the 12-step program. Yes?
Yeah, I would say probably 60% of our audience are 12-steppers. And what's beautiful about that is people who've never been to a play, many of them.
Yeah.
So we educate them at the theater, too, which, you know, turns me on. That makes me happy. But also, we do get a lot of theater goers as well. They want to see this piece of history. And quite honestly, I don't know a human being who has not been somehow affiliated or knows someone, or probably should be, affiliated. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful play.
Yeah. Well, I can vouch for that, too, and so can the theater critic, Chris Jones. How many shows, between May 30th and June 8th, how many performances are you having here?
We're going to do 8 performances. We have Friday and Saturday at 7:30,
mm-hmm.
and Saturday we're doing at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. So 2 evenings and 2 matinees over both weekends, 8 shows.
And that's good. And the you're coming in on August 24th. He doesn't have time for you to do more than one performance of Lenny.
Well, you know, these bigger houses, these 1,000-seat houses.
Yeah, you're right.
For ones and twos. You know, who knows? Maybe it'll go great and I'll come back. But I was pumped, Rick, to get the call from Eastern Illinois.
Yeah, how did that come about? Just somebody had seen the play, had heard of the play?
Exactly. I just did the show up in Palo Alto, up by San Francisco.
Yeah.
Spoke at Stanford University, and I've been doing a lot of that. I've been going to the university, speaking on Lenny Bruce, free speech, First Amendment, and then I've been performing this show for the students. And, you know, in this world we're in now with comedy and culture, people are telling me, stay out of the colleges. And I'm like, no, that's, I want to go there. I want to talk about this. You know,
how have you found the campuses? Have you noticed, because you've been doing the show on college campuses for a while, have you noticed any big difference in the last couple of years in audiences?
I think it's shifting. Yeah, I think it's shifting in the other direction a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this country is in big trouble. I mean, we have no sense of ourselves. Both extremes are out of their minds at this point. And so I just want everyone to kind of be rational and reasonable. And I find that there are some open-minded people. I know that, often in the press we don't see that or hear that. But
right.
There are some open-minded people. I feel like if you lead with your heart and you're vulnerable, which I do in this show, I feel like you have no choice but to listen and at least consider it, you know?
Where do you and Janelle live in Los Angeles?
We live in Burbank. We live in Burbank, California, right? It's a Burbank's great.
Yeah, sure. I have a couple more minutes with Ronnie Marmo, who is coming to town a week from today to get ready to perform a number of shows, productions of Bill W. and Dr. Bob at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Ronnie, what is the easiest way for people to get tickets?
Bill W. and Dr. Bob on stage.com. That'll take you there. And if you have groups, because a lot of groups tend to see this show, I would say call the Skokie, the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Call their box office directly. It's really interesting. I came into a little snag because there's big groups of people wanting to buy tickets, and they limit them through Ticketmaster because they think they're scalping them. So I had to go in and fix a whole bunch of stuff. So
oh, my God, really?
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So they tell me to let everyone know to call North Shore Center directly, their box office, or just go to Bill W. and Dr. Bob on stage.
Well, they have a pretty secure number of regular patrons out there. What do you have to do? What do you, as a director, star, how do you prepare? When you're coming in next Sunday, and you're going to be, what, you sit down with all, you just start cold? Because all the people who've been in the show before, it must be a little easier, right?
Well, absolutely. So what we're doing is, the good news is we're on week 13 in Los Angeles right now, and I've been playing Bill in Los Angeles.
Oh, right. So you're ready to go, right?
I'm ready. I could do it tonight. So my understudy's going on for me in L.A. while I'm in Chicago. This Tuesday, I'm doing a Zoom call with my Chicago cast. We're going to read through it.
Wow.
And next week, we're going to rehearse all week, and then we're going to put the show on. So I think we'll be ready.
Well, you tell them you got incredible promotion from WGN Radio. I'm so glad you're coming back. Your bride will be with you, and the show will be at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts. I give you, as I said, the title is ridiculous, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, but it's an important show. It was, for me, a very, very entertaining history lesson. And when you realize what these two guys did and the ripple effect of that, and the number of lives they saved and families they saved, it's really a remarkable piece of history that I have not, you know, I'm sure there have been movies about Bill W. I never saw one.
Yeah, there was. Years ago, there was a book called My Name is Bill W., and James Woods played Bill W., James Garner played Dr. Bob.
Really?
Huh. Played Ebbie Thatcher. Yeah, it was a cool movie.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting casting, yeah.
It was cool. So, yeah, no, it's a good show. And you also see a moment in the show where the women come together and start Al-Anon. There's this really great scene.
I know, right,
and
right.
So it's cool. I don't know what we could change the title to, Rick. Any ideas? We should call it A Couple of Drunks? Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. That might work. That might work. I've been in AA for 50 years. That might work. Ronnie, safe travels. Can't wait to see you and your bride and see the show again.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you always for your support. Thank you.
Always. Take care.